Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get into the injuries that the Commanders are dealing with right now. They are bountiful. So on offense, John Bates hopefully comes back for Atlanta. Top blocking tight end. They ended up running all over the place and not needing him in a 200-yard rushing performance. But he's one of the better blocking tight ends in the league. Noah Brown not available. I know there was some concern about the receiver position without him. Luke McCaffrey, a career game with a touchdown and 50-plus yards and 3 catches in the fourth quarter. Now you've got Terry McLaurin dealing with a quad, so we'll see what Dan Quinn has to say about that when he talks to the media here this hour. But that's all on the offensive side of the ball. On defense is really where I think you got to worry more because it's all isolated in the secondary, man. Marshawn Lattimore came off the field, was checked for a concussion, apparently didn't have one, so hopefully no change there. They lose Will Harris, who's been placed on injured reserve with a broken bone in his leg. Trey Amos, their second-round pick and rookie, left the game with an injury. And so at one point in time, because you lost Harris, Amos, Percy Butler, they had Tyler Owens, Noah Igbinoghene, Jeremy Reeves, and I'm trying to think of who the last one was.
Antonio Hamilton?
Antonio Hamilton out there in the secondary because they were missing 4 guys. Today, they have signed Darnell Savage, Danny. Savage, for people that don't remember, he's a 28-year-old former Maryland Terrapin way back when. He was drafted by the Green Bay Packers early. He was actually the 21st pick in the draft back in 2019. Bit of a disappointment considering that. Only got the 1 contract, didn't get an extension in Green Bay. They did pick up the option and keep him around for a 5th year. He was basically a full-time starter with the Packers throughout his rookie contract. Then he went to Jacksonville and started in 2024, only played a couple games in Jacksonville the beginning of this season, and was on the street after having been released. So he had not started and had basically played special teams twice, but Washington's now bringing him in for depth at safety.
Yeah, he was a starter in 2024 in Jacksonville, and then last year, only a couple games, part-timer, and sort of that was that. So, yeah, you're available towards the end of September
for
a reason.
He started 13 games last year for Jacksonville.
Yeah, in 24, yeah.
The 2 games were this year.
Right. What did I say? Did I mess that up?
You were saying he played 2 games last year.
Oh, apologies. I probably misspoke. Yeah. But last year was a starter and, you know, this year, not much doing, was a part-timer this year is what I was trying to say. I'm sure I said it wrong, but you're available at this point in the year, not because everything's great, but beggars can't be choosers. I mean, they have so many injuries at this point. One is a little bit longer term. Will Harris gone for at least 4 games. It's probably more. Again, it's not like I've done the exam, but it sort of sounds like that. We talk about broken bone somewhere in the leg. Guys are beat up at this point, and it seems to always kind of get concentrated in one spot, and this is the spot at the moment.
The broken bone is one where you hear that in the leg. It sounds like the Ovi thing, like what Ovi dealt with and came back very quickly. You never know, right?
Right.
Like hockey and football are fairly similar in terms of the violence and the physicality and some of that stuff. Skating, you know, being on ice and basically on the razor blade. It's a little bit different, but not knowing what I don't know, Dan Quinn's going to speak in a minute. It just depends on how much of a fracture there is, I would guess.
Right.
Like if it's a hairline thing, where, yeah, it's a break, but maybe it is 4, 6, 8 weeks, something like that. If it's a really bad fracture, then the lengthy recovery can linger, and next thing you know, you don't have him for the majority of the rest of the season. I do think that's a huge loss, though. They brought him in to be Jeremy Chinn, and he had a great camp. I know there have been a few moments against the Green Bay Packers and in this past game where there's some communicational stuff maybe that doesn't go perfectly, but I think whatever they were going to become as a secondary, he was going to be a big part of, and you know, one of the reasons why they got it right, because he's a talker on the back end, and him and Bobby Wagner communicating well in the kind of the back seven, so to speak. So I felt good about him after just watching him in practice. He's also a really, really good dude. I talked about this after the Dietrich Wise injury. Mm-hmm. This is one of those things as I get older and around the game longer that matters to me. These true professional guys that are just mensches, like decent human beings, and then they suffer these injuries. It stinks because he signed a deal coming over from New Orleans where you're trying to find the next place you can stay for 5 to 7 years and indoctrinate yourself into a program and become someone that Quinn and Witt feel like they can't live without. And it's just harder to become that guy, so to speak, when
it's derailed after 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Totally. Absolutely. So it stinks on multiple levels, the human and for the team as well, because he's solid. I mean, I think, you know, the idea that he would be, you know, super dynamic and force a bunch of fumbles and intercept some passes and sack the quarterback here and there, it's kind of not his game. I don't think he's more of a, you know, glorified linebacker, box safety, coming downhill, make a couple of tackles. I don't know if he was great in coverage. I think he was better maybe than some thought, but not a world beater in that regard. But he was their starter. And so now, all of a sudden, it's more Jeremy Reeves than you planned on. I mean, it's not quite to the Reed Dowdy level, but you're getting there. Revo will be on the field a whole bunch. Although I actually thought he was pretty good in the game yesterday. Owens is just a freak of nature in terms of build. Someone that's that big and that fast shouldn't be, but there he is. But how refined is he as a safety? But we're going to find out. I mean, it's one of those things where your best laid plans, again, you get punched right in the mouth, and how are you going to account for it? What are you going to do? How can we cover? In the sense that both, how do we cover receivers, but also how can you kind of account for that, right? Does that mean you blitz even less for a team that doesn't seem to blitz a ton as is their want, right? So now, you know, what's the balance there to not get exposed, but also kind of be solid enough to get the ball back for this offense? Because they're one of three teams with no turnovers yet.
Zero takeaways. Zero. Ball is life. That's kind of what they preach. Now, the really good news for them is they don't turn the ball over very much either. Marcus Mariota's fumble, I think, was their first turnover of the season, and then it turned out that the rest of the way they didn't have any. So they're minus one for the year because they have zero takeaways and they have that one turnover through 12 quarters. If you're not going to get any takeaways, I guess you can make that work by never turning the ball over. It's like a hitter who strikes out a lot. If you draw a lot of walks and you have power and
then
you get
it's
on
even,
base,
I guess.
Then it all works itself out, James Wood style.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.